Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And seems to rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. This is Sister Shelley, and I'm so excited you tuned in and honored to be able to speak the word of God into your life today. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Roots Living Ministries. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name and give this 15-minute message over to you. We ask that you open the hearts and minds of each listener to receive the divine inspired word you have for them today. We pray that you receive all of the glory and the Holy Spirit have free reign in it. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Hallelujah. Well, we all know we're supposed to rely on our senses. We're not supposed to rely on our senses. What we see, hear, touch, taste, and smell to determine the outcome of our situations or circumstances. But sometimes it's just really hard not to, right? Have you ever been believing for something for so long and it just doesn't look, taste, feel, hear, or smell like it'll ever happen? You have your scriptures that you're standing on. You've sown a seed. You've even prayed for others going through what you're going through. Yet and still, it's been months, maybe years, and there's no sign of it changing. Maybe you've been waiting for Mr. or Mrs. Wright to come along, and they are nowhere in sight. Maybe your weight loss plan has another plan of its own. Maybe you've been rejected for a job promotion more times than you choose to count. And maybe you've always dreamed of being a parent, but now you're past childbearing years. Well, my assignment today is to remind you not to give up on God, not to rely on your senses, but to do what the Word of God says in Mark 5:36, be not afraid, only believe. The title of today's message is Only Believe. Go to our Street Love Bible story. We're going to the book of Mark, chapter 9. I'm going to read verses 17 through 24, where we'll look at someone who had trouble believing. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth and foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to your disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answereth him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. And they brought the young man to him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and started foaming. And he asked his father, well, how long has he been like this? And he said, as of a child. And oft time he cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. The word of the Lord. In summary, we have a father who has done everything he knows to do. Now he's come before Jesus asking him to help me not to have faith in my unbelief. Is that you? Have you done everything you know to do, but your unbelief is screaming louder than your faith in God? Remember, God's not on your schedule. He's waiting on you. God responds to faith. Repeat that with me. God responds to faith. One more time. God responds to faith. He doesn't respond to unbelief. He doesn't respond to your tears, and he doesn't respond just because you're getting upset. His word says that if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, which is the size of your fingertip, yeah, go ahead. Put your finger in front of your face. The tip of your finger. That's all the faith you need. And then what looks in your finances to be impossible, what sounds from the news or the doctor's report or the government to be impossible, what feels in your body to be impossible to cure and smells impossible won't be impossible for you who only believes. Hallelujah. Street Love family, God doesn't want us to put our faith in things of this world, but in things above. Selah, pause and think on that. Sister Shelley's street love personal story. Years ago, I went to see a church counselor. I shared with her my concerns. I laid out the scriptures I was standing on, and I shared some tears of my frustration that my prayers had not yet been answered. And I was beyond hopeful at that point that they ever would be. My get up and go had got up and gone. She looked at me almost as if she was disappointed in me. She replied, which to me at the time seemed to be sarcastic, "Well, Miss Anderson, you've done everything right. You have your scriptures. You've sown a seed. You've prayed for others going through what you're going through. Now you just need to do one more thing. Just believe." There was a long, silent pause between us. As she said it, the words "only believe," immediately peace came over me. But a part of me couldn't comprehend that what I needed to do was just believe. Only believe. I just kept saying it over and over in my mind. It can't be that simple. Her advice that day was exactly what I needed. And it has stuck with me more than any advice I've ever received. To this day, when I get to the point where I believe I've done everything I can do, everything I know to do, I then say in faith to my Lord, "Father, I'm looking forward to seeing how you're going to resolve this situation. And I thank you in advance for it." What am I doing? I'm casting the care over to my Father. Street Love family, some of you listening need to do the same and only believe. At the end of Mark 9, 25 and 26, Jesus rebukes the dumb spirit to come out of the boy. And the disciples asked, "Well, why couldn't we cast it out?" And he replied, "Kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting." Street Love family, I know you're going through some things. That's why you're listening to my message. And I'm hoping that it's giving you some level of encouragement being here every Monday, giving you 15 minutes of some level of inspiration. I know you're going through some things that you think no one can understand or that you're alone in your battle, but maybe you need to step it up and fast and pray, or simply believe. Well, that ends this week's power message, and I hope it was a blessing to you, but we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you're ready to make that decision, repeat after me. Lord God, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son Jesus as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died. He rose again. And died just for me. I confess today Jesus as my Lord, and I thank you for it. I have a second invitation, and that's for those who want to rededicate your life to Christ. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Now, this is for those who have received Jesus at some point in their life, and you may have backslidden or walked away from God, and you want to come back to him wholeheartedly. You confess underneath your breath whatever you need to the Lord, and I'll pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, your Street Love listeners are rededicating their lives, coming back to you wholeheartedly, according to 1 John 1:9. They are confessing their sins to you right now, and I believe, Father God, by our faith, that you are removing the un and making them righteous right now. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you hear that bell? It's just for you, those who received Jesus for the first time and those who rededicated their lives to Christ. Glory to God. And if you like, I have a free gift just for you. You can go to my website at www.freeluncheonprayer.org. Click the contact button and I'll send that free gift out to you. Glory to God. Let's get to our announcements. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Is there yet anyone left in the house of Michigan, North Carolina, Las Vegas, Texas, that I may show the compassion of the Lord to? If you're listening today and you would like Sister Shelley to bring the free lunch and prayer street outreach to your church, just reach out to me at freeluncheonprayer.org. And let's pray on it and make it happen. My second announcement is I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages 365. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones who don't know Jesus or that you've been praying for. It's just 15 minutes. Amen. To contact or donate, please go to freeluncheonprayer.org. Well, family, I've given you the message for this week. I hope it was a blessing. And let's go ahead now and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. And remember, street love begins with you.